everyone. This is Johnny Mutta. This is the trade show minute. I'm in the Las Vegas desert, I think. Last time I checked, I don't even know what it is, but it's day two, Infocom 2016. I am lucky enough to be sitting here with
Victoria Barella, and we have wonderful guests with us.
Oh, hi, I'm a guest today. This is Corey Moss. You usually hear me as a host.
Yeah, it's a flip to...
This is my chance to be on the other side of the mic.
And we're also with...
Bill Natras from Biamp. I'm used to being a guest and not being a host.
Well, hey, guys, thanks for being here and talking with us about IoT. That's the word, that's the big buzzword these days, yeah? I mean, what's going on with that?
Why don't you tell them, Bill?
Well, it depends on what perspective you have of Internet of Things. So why don't we put a framework to it?
Sure.
All right?
Let's do it.
You know, initially, the Internet of Things, what we see it to be is my refrigerator knows when I need something so that it automatically orders it. It's very consumer-esque. It's how things start talking to each other, and human interaction can be slightly removed and supplanted because we already know what we want out of it, and we allow the machines to do those things for us. That, taking it out of the consumer realm, there's actually a lot of opportunity with it because we can start getting sensors within the built environment, within our businesses or our educational environment, and those things can start communicating with each other through a machine-to-machine language and start working towards changing or evolving the environment that we're within. Obviously, there's programming involved with this. There's why would I want something to affect change based upon certain conditions that have been reached. This is how it's evolving, and this is where the entrepreneurial opportunity resides.
Right.
Now,
right.
There's challenges to this. Obviously, we're on the network. If you're on the network, there's security concerns, and there should be security concerns. But finding those appropriate opportunities to commoditize something and find someone to purchase it, that's what we're out to be as entrepreneurs. So what is there that can be created?
Right. You know, and Bill, before I get in, there's an advisory committee now, right, that Infocom has created. And the reason I brought you on this is because you are on the advisory committee.
Correct.
And there are others on it, Gary Hall. And so I was at the Super Tuesday IoT event, and I sat through the day. And, you know, Gary was the first with Andrew Milne. Now, I've known Gary for a while, and he is one of the true experts in the industry. When you talk about IoT cloud, you also talk about edge and cloud computing and security. And, you know, you talk about all of those components are a part of the IoT.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of meaning to the discussion. And, you know, there were certain things discussed in Super Tuesday. Of course, you talk about data analytics, and, you know, and big data. And, you know, and harnessing the data. And that's a big part of it, too. So, you know, what are your viewpoints in terms of the data, harnessing it, and the real meaning to the data in all of this?
Okay, well, you know, let's start with the fact that what is big data? Big data is the fact that we're just ingesting all of this stuff, information. Who knows what it's coming from? Who cares what it's coming from? It's information. The objective of the information is you perform analytics on it after the fact to figure out what it is and what you're trying to impact change to. Big data, once it's processed, can start to change processes or change environments that you're trying to, but that takes time. Now you take this into the concept of the edge, where instead of pushing everything right to the core, right to the big data repository, we're going to process it out at the edge of the network, try to do some nascent, here's what's going on in this realm, look for specific trends, how do we want to react to those trends, and then only put certain data into the deep storage for future analytic review. Okay? That's the concept of fog computing. And fog is... you know, one company's name and you know, a euphemism for it. It's processing at the edge. Instead of taking up all those resources to get all this data to the core, you're just working on it on the outside and only sending in ultimately what's needed.
Right, and that's, again, what they were discussing, processing, computing on the edge. That's the real discussion here. And what's interesting, some of the numbers where they talked about really... I think the statement was only 1% of things that can be connected are connected.
Right.
So you talk about the Internet of Things, and you're really talking about connected things. Okay, but when you talk about that, as you mentioned, there's the security component. And to me, you cannot have the IoT discussion without the security discussion happening at the same time. So, of course, in the Super Tuesday, you're having security discussion as well in that. So you mentioned security. Why don't you give your take on the security discussion of it?
I have a difficult time talking about security because it's not something that one solution is going to meet all. There is no magic security bullet. You've really got to understand what the enterprise is trying to do and trying to accomplish, and what are their security policies that this needs to meld into or stay outside of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you're not going to answer those questions just by saying, hey, I need you to put me outside of your firewall so I can put this stuff in here, and, oh, I don't need to worry about somebody mimicking who I am or what I am because it's outside the firewall, it doesn't matter. You know, hackers are going to find ways in, and every time a new hack solution is put in place, a new protection for it is put in place, and it's the evolving cycle, okay? You know, we can't put things onto the networks that have built-in accesses through them. We can't. But I'm also a firm believer in the fact that networking is moving in a direction of securing the content, leaving the transmission infrastructure wide open.
Right.
Okay? Because the content is ultimately what we're trying to protect.
Exactly.
Okay? So if we no longer have to defend the network access points, the servers and things like that, where we're only focused on defending what our content and data is, we're all going to be a whole lot better off.
Yeah.
Now, networking is not quite there yet. It's right. Moving in that direction in some sectors, but it's not quite there yet.
Right. And by the way, I'm a guest on the show, and I'm not a very good guest because this is Johnny and Victoria's show. So, Johnny, we talk IoT all the time, don't we?
I'm connected to the cloud right now.
That's right. Johnny is always connected to the cloud. So, Johnny, I'm going to give this show back to you. I don't know if you have a question or two, or should I just keep talking?
No, I have a question.
Or Victoria
that was great magic. I let my guests, talk and do their thing. But I do have a question. So a lot of people argue, well, why do I need to get information from a certain thing? Do you think that there is a kind of a wave in this IoT, maybe a second wave, where there's very useful information when this all first happened, and then now it's just kind of like, oh, they're going to keep getting information from objects until we figure out a new thing that is very useful? How do you feel about that?
What if I were to put this in a actual case study?
Okay.
Something that was actually done. Okay. I'm on the school district of my local school board. Okay. And we had a group of fifth grade students that went out and programmed up Bluetooth beacons in the library that the kindergarten students use. And these kindergarten students now, because of what the fifth graders programmed, these kindergarten students can take their iPads in, and the Bluetooth beacons tell them about stories of books and what's in the book. They don't read the story to them. They just tell them what the book is about. And now the kindergarten student, through the Bluetooth beacon, is learning, hey, this is a book I might be interested in, and then they're wanting to read it.
Right.
Well, here's the things that are coming out of this. One, we got kindergartners that are wanting to read.
That's good.
So they're reading, the amount of reading is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, hey, we've got fifth graders that are coding.
Yeah, that's
I that's was just really about cool.
To say that.
That's really cool. And the third thing is, they're doing it with the Internet of Things. They're using IoT technologies to make this stuff happen. Now, security, let's talk about that. The teacher that was overseeing these fifth grade students, she had this great program that she put together with these kids, and at the end of the school year, she realized that all these Bluetooth beacons were programmed for the specific students. And she had to get the students' email address or access logon and password to be able to reprogram the units. And I looked at her and says, you know, call the company you bought them from and set up an administrative password that you have administrative control over so you can go in and bomb them all at once.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Well, you're a teacher. You do a good job at that. I'll worry about the technology. So there's a real-world application, real-world use of IoT that has a positive outcome.
That's a great
and
example.
It's not something that's coming from the consumerization of anything. it's from, hey, there's a need here. So
yeah, and that's the thing. I think we need to know more real-world cases to this. And I think this industry can only move forward as we get more of this. There's an Internet of Things pavilion now, okay, and I'm going to be seeing that. You know, you talk about IoT being nascent stages, and of course it's that in the industry. I don't think it's ready to roll out anywhere now, okay? You do have those companies that have the solutions. There are more being built. And, you know, if this industry is serious about it, and it looks like it is at this point, it started with a keynote last year, and it's built into a Super Tuesday and a pavilion this year, there could be some great things that this industry can leverage in IoT. And I think this is the big start. There's no question about
it. And I definitely think this industry is ready for this, because we were the industry that has taken all these very complex operations in an environment and tried to make them simple and tried to make them controllable and tried to make them usable. IoT is just the next step in that evolution.
That's right. So I tell you what, so AV to IT, and I've called it AVIoT at this point. So, you know, I mean, we have all these acronyms going on. But it really, you know, that acronym, I think, makes more sense than AVIT at this point, where you look at it, because it can build into something very big for the industry.
Definitely.
And that's, you know, my viewpoint to all of this.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah.
Where can we find more information about this? The best source you've got.
Well, I tell you.
How about an email, Bill?
An email, or how about my Twitter feed?
That works. What's, okay, what's
yeah,
that?
That's
at
place.
Bill Mattress. B-I-L-L.
Is that where you find all about the Internet of Things?
Yeah, right. B-I-L-L-N-A-T-T-R-E-S-S.
Oh, I think it's just www.
And what's yours, Corey?
My Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, I say it all the time. At CB Moss. Find out everything going on in my world. There, that's where you find them.
Well, thanks, guys. We'd love to learn more. If you want to follow these gentlemen on the Internet of Things, see what I did there? At Bill Natras and at CB Moss. Everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute. I'm lucky enough to be hosting/co-hosting with
Victoria Barella, and thanks to our guests. Thank you so much for coming by, and we'll see you next time.